Hello, welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina. I will be your hostess, and you are listening to episode number one. Hello. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. If you're hearing my voice right now, that means that a lot of hours of work and brainstorming is finally coming to light, and my podcast is published. Wow. It's a surreal feeling. It really is. I've wanted to do a podcast forever, but the time that it takes, the opportunity to do it, just never really presented itself until now, which is really amusing to me because this is literally probably one of the busiest times in our family's life right now. We're getting ready to move. I'm actually recording at the dining room table in our temp lodging as we're getting ready to find out what day we get on an airplane to move, not just to a different state, to an entirely different country. So, yeah, but I'm super excited. Thank you so much for taking the chance on me, on my podcast, and for clicking on it and for listening. I'm super excited. My hope is to use this podcast to be an encouragement to those who listen to it, and also to use it as a platform to just share my heart. That's really my desire here. So yeah, this first one's probably going to be a little bit rough, but that's okay. I think everybody starts out their first blog, their first podcast, their first book. You know, everything starts a little rough, but it gets better. And so I'll be excited to see just how things progress and how this podcast grows and how I grow in my passions and recording and learning to edit and in my blog and just all of those wonderful things as time goes on. So I wanted to take the opportunity with this first podcast to introduce myself and my family just a little bit. I'm not going to give everything away because I do want you to get the opportunity to know me better through each episode, like you would get to know a new friend. These podcasts are something that I do in my spare time. It's something I'm passionate about and something I love to do. So this is an opportunity for me as a mom to sit down with a cup of coffee and just chat, to chat with you guys. I have plans to have guests on my podcast that I'm really, really excited about. And this is just kind of something that me as a mom, I can do for myself. So, but I do want to introduce us enough that you can at least know who this crazy person behind the voice is on this podcast. And then I did pick a topic for today because I couldn't waste a podcast. So as I said in the intro, my name is Karina. I am a 26-year-old, almost 27. It's my golden birthday this year. My husband had no idea what that was until I told him the other day. And basically, my definition of it was, it's a big deal. So we'll see how that goes for me. But I'm a 26-year-old, full-time, stay-at-home, work-at-home mom. I absolutely love being able to be home with my kids, doing what I love on a daily basis. For the last 3 years, I've owned a baking business. I've loved doing that. It has its stressful moments, but it was great. It was just an incredible creative outlet for me. Something I really loved doing and something that allowed me to just offer a service to the community that we live in. That was just fun for me. And it didn't take too much away from my family, which was great. So first and foremost, you know, besides being me, I am a wife. I am married to my best friend from college. We are definitely not perfect. We are not the perfect married couple. We are not, I don't know, a couple, I guess, that you would want to look at necessarily and idolize. But we're human. We're two humans who are in love with each other and who were best friends before we were married, which was amazing. I love that my husband and I have that connection. and we're just making it work. We're taking it day by day. My husband is active duty military in the Marine Corps, so that adds a little bit of crazy to our life, an element that not a lot of people have. He's been in for 6 years now. He loves what he does. I think he's great at what he does. I'm not just saying that because he's my husband. I really think he is very good at what he does. So that adds a little bit of excitement to our life, hence why we're getting ready to move to a different country. Thank you, Marine Corps. Then I'm a mom. My husband and I have three awesome kids. They are three under three. That was not planned. I'll talk a lot about that on this podcast and just how having three children in succession within 3 years has really presented an incredible challenge for my husband and I, but it's also presented a really beautiful aspect to our life as a family. Our oldest is Easton. He's two. He'll be three in March. He loves baseball. He's super funny. I'll talk a lot more about him in later episodes. Talk about all my kids in later episodes, but especially Easton. He is a daddy's boy through and through, and he's just a great kid. Wyatt is our second. He is one. We call him our potato. He really is like a potato. He's super fun though. Super cute. Loves Toy Story, Woody and Buzz, and just such a great personality. And he's the only one who looks like me. So, you know, I'm not biased or anything. And then Addison is 7 months old. She is the only girl. She was our surprise baby. She was not planned at all. We knew we wanted a third baby, but she came along when we definitely did not expect her to come. But she's super fun, incredibly happy. She has allowed me to fulfill my joy and addiction of buying bows and matching outfits. So she's a great addition to our family. When I'm not wifing and momming, I do have hobbies. Believe it or not, with 303, I have found time to have hobbies. Besides picking up this, I blog. I have a blog. Also, I just changed the name. It was called Caffeinated Boy Mom because we only had boys. But it is now called Caffeine and Chaos. And I just put up the first post for the year. So that's something I do, and my goal this year is to be really consistent with that. I took a little bit of a sabbatical from writing on it after having Addison because adjusting to life with three kids was really rough, but I think we got the swing of things. So new year, want to be more consistent with that. Also owning a baking business. I love to bake. Even though my business isn't still open, I still love to bake, baking things for other people, even here in our temp lodging. I'm baking things for other people, and I love it. I picked up a new hobby this new year. I'm trying to learn calligraphy because I love looking at other people's calligraphy and typography work, and so I kind of wanted to learn how to do that better. And drinking coffee, that's definitely a hobby for me. It is a regular occurrence, happens every day, multiple times a day. So I also love to read. And yeah, one thing to know about me that sets me apart from the rest, I hate the beach. We currently live in North Carolina. I have been to the beach a grand total of 4 times since we got married 3 years ago. I cannot stand the beach. I love the ocean. I grew up near the ocean. I grew up in a small island in southeast Alaska, grew up on the water, worked on boats. I spent a summer working for Deadliest Catch. I spent a summer working on a tour boat. Loved it. Absolutely loved being on the water. Cannot stand the beach. So that's your one interesting fact about me for this podcast. Should probably include one interesting fact about myself in every podcast. But so really, that's just hopefully a pretty decent snapshot of who our family is and me, what I do. Enough to give you at least a curiosity to come back and learn more. So the topic I picked for today, we're in a new year, And I know a lot of bloggers and podcasters and vloggers and everybody have done their New Year's resolution episodes, but I wanted to wait until further in the month, and I wanted to do it on the first episode to talk about why I did not choose New Year's resolutions this year. And I wanted to give you a little bit of a different perspective on New Year's resolutions. So here's a little backstory to why I did not choose a New Year's resolution this year. Last year, I had the opportunity to go to a Bible study with some other military wives here in the community. It was amazing. But one of the biggest things that I got out of that Bible study was I needed to intentionally be more purposeful with my time, with my hobbies, with my businesses, with my children and my family, and how I did things. I was not being intentional or purposeful in the things I was doing. I was just kind of going day to day and just making it through. And I think there are stages in our life where we have to do that, especially those of you who have kids, who have dealt with things like postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. You understand that. Sometimes you just have to make it through. You have to. It's what you do to survive. But I really wanted to make sure, especially as a wife and a mom, and as a Christian, that I'm being really intentional with my time. And so that was something I took away from that Bible study, and that just really resonated with me as we went through the end of the year, as we got ready for this move, and things like that. And so coming into the new year, I started journaling about what do I want 2020 to look like? You know, a lot of people are making a big deal about, oh, it's a new decade, and you know, it's a fresh start, and that's great and all, but I think that we have a tendency to look at the new year and to say, oh, new year, new me, I'm going to do all these things. And let's be honest, those gym memberships that we pay for, those healthy eating habits that we start, we do them for a month and then we throw them out the window because life gets busy, or because we don't care anymore, or because so-and-so had a birthday and I really wanted a piece of cake. Okay, great. And I will honestly admit, I have set goals for myself every year, and I've never followed through with them until the end of the year. It's just really difficult for me. And I really don't think that New Year's resolutions have anything to do with, oh, so-and-so didn't lose 50 pounds this year. Well, she just doesn't have self-control. No. I think, honestly, what we need to do is start creating realistic goals for ourselves. So when it came to 2020, looking at the year, looking at what we wanted to accomplish and do, I really told myself, like, if you're going to set New Year's resolutions, they've got to be realistic. Like, they've got to be accomplishable. They've got to be something that I knew in my heart I could stick with for an entire year. But then I started thinking about, maybe I don't want to pick resolutions. Maybe I should pick something that I want to invest in myself, something that I want to teach my children. And so I took the concepts that really stuck with me from that Bible study of being more purposeful, more intentional with my time, with my hobbies, with everything, and decided that I was going to claim those two words for the new year, purposeful and intentional, and just apply it to every area of my life to really invest in myself, invest in my family, invest in my marriage, because I think that choosing to be purposeful in every area of life is really, you give yourself a good foundation to jump off of. So, for me, this is what that kind of looks like. The last 3 years I've spent pregnant. And so I know that a lot of the time that I've spent with my children has been in front of a TV or laying in a bed, because pregnancy is just rough for me. So 2020, I want to intentionally and purposefully spend more one-on-one time with my kids. For me, I love taking my kids out on dates. My oldest, Easton, he religiously can tell you where every Dunkin' Donuts and every Starbucks is where we live, and that is 100% my fault. But he also understands what coffee is. I promise I've never given him a taste of it. But for him, things like that are big incentives. And so going on dates with mom to get coffee or going outside to play are really big things for him. And I'm realizing as a mom, there are days where we don't want to do things, where all we want to do is sit around in our pajamas and a hoodie and sit in front of the TV. Let's be real. Like, we're human. We're not super people. But I'm realizing that sometimes I need to put myself aside and be really intentional with my kids, because I don't want them to grow up just sitting in front of a TV. I want them to grow and experience and love and learn and be able to talk about other things besides TVs and movies. Growing up, I remember there were several families that my family was friends with, and they would have kids, and all these kids would talk about were video games and movies. And I just remember growing up thinking, like, wow, you know, that's your life. And sure, like, maybe your parents work full-time jobs, but, you know, that's all you know how to talk about. And have you ever read a book? Have you ever played outside? And I'm not saying that, you know, in any way was I judging their parents, but I just remember that standing out as a kid and telling myself as a young adult, you know, I'm going to be intentional with my time and I'm going to have experiences. And especially now with moving to a different country, I really want my kids to have experiences that they are going to remember for the rest of their lives. Then the next area that I really want to work on being intentional with this year is my marriage. I think we live in a society, and I see it all the time on Facebook, all these posts about your kids come first, your kids come first, your kids come first. And what I'm about to say, I know there's going to be a lot of people who disagree with what I'm about to say. So let me proceed it with this. The ideology and the background that I come from when I talk about a lot of things is a Christian-based background. I was so incredibly blessed to have grown up in a home with parents who never went through a divorce. I grew up in a two-parent home, but I also come from the unique aspect in that I was adopted at birth. My biological mom was 18 years old, and she made a really tough choice. And so my background and the view that I have of marriage and how valuable and sacred it is really comes from the blessing that I had in being in a two-parent home with no divorce, but also from the background of when I was born, my biological mother was 18 and single, and I didn't have the opportunity in her home to have two parents. But she gave me that opportunity. And so for my children, it's really important for me that they see a relationship of two imperfect people who are striving together to love one another every single day despite circumstances. What I'm not saying is you need to suck it up and just be a better wife and deal with anything that comes your way. No, no. I don't take crap from people kind of person, including my husband. And I think that one really, really important part of the marriage relationship is communication and being honest with one another. And despite the fact that I went to college and I have a bachelor's degree in communications, communicating with my husband is something that I struggle with on a daily basis and that we have been working on over the last couple of months. I honestly can't really remember where I was going with it. That's okay. This happens sometimes. Mom brain. But I really wanted to work in this new year and being really intentional in my marriage. Number one area, I already mentioned it, communicating with my husband. Being more effective, being more straightforward with him. Telling him, I'm not asking you for help. I'm asking you to parent with me. Dads don't help. Okay? I'm going to say that. It's a strong opinion. Dads don't help. Dads are parents too, and I'm sorry, but there is no excuse why moms should be expected to be home all day long caring for kids, and dad just gets to come home and sit down and check out and play video games or be on their phone and not be involved. There's no excuse for that, and I can firmly say that I get that perspective from having had a dad who worked 5 months out of the year. We never saw him. But I distinctly remember when he came home, his family came first. No matter the fact that he had just worked 3 night shifts in a row and slept maybe 6 hours in 3 days, his kids and his family came first. And I think that that's something that's lost in 21st century. Oh, I remember where I was going with that point earlier. Coming from a biblical perspective, coming from the perspective that I was taught growing up, and coming from the perspective that I go head first into my marriage with, is that my kids don't come first. As a mom, I love my kids unconditionally. I would do anything for my children. I would bend over backwards for them. I want them to have every hope and dream and big thing happen to them. But my husband comes first. Here's what I'm not saying. What I'm not saying is that my kids get denied things, or I don't do things for my children because I put my husband first. Or my children don't get fed at a certain time every day because my husband comes first. That's not what I'm saying. I don't neglect my children, and I don't think anybody should neglect their children to put their spouse first. But what I am saying is that I want my children to see me putting my husband first because he's the one who I made a commitment to spend the rest of my life with. I want my children to see me serving my husband. I want them to see me loving my husband on the good days and the bad days. I want them to see us effectively communicating through the good days and the bad days. So, I think that's where I'm going to leave that one for now, because I want to do a whole episode on that, and I don't want to give it all away here. But being intentional with my marriage, something I want to work on in the new year. The other thing I really wanted to highlight this year is being intentional with my health, mental health, physical health. I'm just going to state the obvious. 3 kids in 3 years, my body is not the same body that it was when I married my husband 3 years ago. It's not. Nor am I confident that it will ever quite be the same. But being intentional with my health and not using the excuse of, oh, I have 3 kids and I just didn't have time. And yes, there are those days. There totally are those days. Everybody has those days, whether or not you have kids. Let's be real. But be more intentional with myself, because I want to show my children, your body is a gift from God. It's important. You need to care for it. And I also want to show my husband, I do care about how I look and how I dress and how I smell. And, you know, I want to be sure that I'm presenting myself in a way that's honoring to my husband and honoring to God and all that. Yeah. So intentional and purposeful. The goals for the year. And I liked the idea of picking words better that could grow me and change me, because now what I'm doing through the new year is I have a notebook, and every time I find a Bible verse or a book that talks about being intentional or purposeful, I'm writing things in this notebook. And at the end of the year, I want to be able to go back and look and see, this is where I was on January 1st of 2020. And this is where I am on December 31st of 2020. And how much I've grown and changed and learned to be more intentional, learned to be more purposeful in these different areas of my life. Writing down things that my husband and I talk about, you know, even asking him, how can I be more intentional in our marriage? What can I do to serve you better? And that's been a really big topic of conversation lately for us. How can I intentionally serve you today? How can I be intentional in my Christian walk? That's a really big thing for me, is being intentional, not letting it be forced. I want to have a relationship with God that comes more naturally, almost than talking to a friend would. I want to be able to have a more consistent prayer life and have a more consistent devotional life. And as great as I think, you know, those ideas of, oh, let's read through our Bible in a year, that's a great idea. But for me this year, I wanted to just take the time to say, I want my relationships to be intentional, my relationship with God especially. Because I think that if I don't have an intentional relationship with God, everything else is just going to fall apart. So I think that's just where I'll leave that for today. I could probably ramble on for 20 more minutes about random things and being intentional, but hopefully that gives you something to think about. I'm not saying if you set resolutions for yourself this year, you're unrealistic. Not at all. Because I know people who set resolutions for themselves and follow through, and they're amazing. They literally blow my mind. But maybe you're sitting back, you know, we're getting close to the end of January. Maybe you're sitting back going, I made a New Year's resolution and I've already blown it. Or I didn't make a New Year's resolution, but it is a new year and I want to do something. Find a word. Find a word that inspires you, a characteristic, something that you want to invest in yourself. And pick that word for the year. Get a notebook and write your word at the top of the page. And through the year, write down anything that you find that has to do with that word. Bible verses, books, quotes, things that inspire you. And at the end of the year, you can go and look at it and say, this is where I was. And this is where I am now. And this is how I've invested in myself this year. So hopefully that encourages you today and just inspires you. Yeah, that is where we will end it for today. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I appreciate you all. Thank you for inspiring me as a mom to have a dream and to just keep going. So have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch y'all next time.